Okay. And, you know, we will discuss this later on, you know, as a family for me. But I'm just going to give you a little bit. So I was hospitalized Monday night and didn't get released until Thursday. So I didn't have my Bible, you know, my phones, you know, and everything that was going on. But trust me, it was God's doing. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to do this. And at one point, I was thinking about calling and saying, Karen, can you do this? And God says, no, you're going to do it. So I got a topic that I just got. You know, I was going to talk about trusting him. But then when the song came back and I walked by Sister Zita and she gave me a hug, she said, he is too good not to believe. So you have to trust him in all things. And sometimes what I come to realize is that sometimes we trust him with our knowledge. It's because sometimes that is what we're taught to trust God. You understand? Some things, you know, we've experienced and we say that we trust God, but it haven't hit our spirit, because sometimes the tragedies that come, they aren't hard, but we do realize that the word says that they're only temporary. Everything in life is only temporary. There is no permanent state. And I truly believe that. So even in death, after death, there is eternal life. So when it says trust him, we have to trust him. So, you know, then I was sitting there thinking, and so the Bible also says that, and this is everything that God was dealing with me with this week. And we know that God has given us all a measure of faith. But we as a corporate team, we always do self-examination. We're always doing our spiritual transformation. You know, we're always trying to do our soul care. You know, we're always doing self-work. But have we ever questioned ourselves, what measure of faith do we have? What measure of faith do we have? Because some things come, we automatically have faith. But do we have faith when our faith is gone? And do we act upon or stand still, or do we just get discouraged when the circumstance is at the level of the faith that we have? So we're talking about trusting God. But one thing that I've learned, even in when I was laying there, you know, just thinking, you know, sometimes you get devastated. And you just say, God, trust me. We're all on our own personal journeys. My journey is not like your journey. You understand? Me and Sister Karen, we can be walking through the same thing. But guess what? Her faith may be stronger than mine. But we're walking through the same thing. So if her faith is up here and mine is down here, how do I build the faith that I have to go to try to even get to the level probably where hers is? It's a difference. But guess what? I have a solution to that. Because God told me, he says, when your faith has ended, you stand in that measure of faith that I've given to you, and you don't sway. You stand in that, and that's when the spirit of faith will step in. And the spirit of faith is only manifested by God. So God's spirit is faith that will step in and extend your faith to carry you through. So that's what he said. He said, release all your faith. so that another faith can arise, which is my spirit. And then when we were, but even then when I was sitting there and, you know, just pondering over things, and he was saying, girl, this is like, and I was like, well, I thought I was asleep. I was asleep, and said, girl, and I looked up and I thought somebody was talking. What in the world? I just started laughing. And then my mind started going. I started thinking, and this is a question. I said, Lord, is that why miracle signs and wonders really don't happen? Is because we're trying to use our faith to make them come about? And we're not standing in the faith that you have so that your spirit can come and do the work. Because we're still being self-reliant on our own faith. But it's not our faith. It's not our faith that heals and does the miracles. It's his spirit of faith that comes and do the work after all of our faith. We got to stand in our measure. So the thing about it, it doesn't matter whether it's high and small, but the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of faith is going to come as long as we stand. So that's the thing. And I wrote down, I said, I woke up at another time and I said, there is a gift manifested, gift that no human can decide the Spirit of God when it manifests to bring about a healing or a miracle. We do not manifest, says we do not manifest it, but it is of the Spirit. But however, we can make room for the Spirit to be conducive to manifest. So that's when I asked. So then another thing, when I was sitting over there, what, I'm 5 minutes in? Holy Spirit. And I was just sitting over there. And a question popped in my mind, says, can we pursue God's presence without music? Can we make the room conducive for his presence without being prompt or through someone else's pursuit or words? But that pursuit or our pursuit come from the pits of our hearts and our spirits. And after he said that, the song and the words, after it, the song, the words said, and then the word, songs of the word says, he gives us life beyond the grave. And guess what? I guess all this is according to our faith. So where's our faith? Because my thing is that, you know, we have to believe in the God whom we believe. And you know, we can't believe him for some things or at certain levels, but we have to believe him through it all. Through our hurts, through our pains, through our disagreements, through the wars in our minds, you know, should I do this? You know, through our attitudes or whatever, you know, check ourselves. Because when the weight of the world comes crashing down on you, where are you going to stand? What will be our first response? How do we respond to things? And I know that we are emotional people. And I know some things come and we're going to have those moments, God, because we're human. But after all that moves out the way, are our boots going to be on the ground? Are we going to stand at war? Are we going to be that soldier? Are our words going to test us? Because sometimes, you know, You know, they said that God tests us, but sometimes I believe our own faith and the things that we say comes back to test us, to see if we're saying what we're saying to be a truth or a lie. And it just shows us where we are. So what do we do about that? How do we do that? Trust in God with all our hearts, all our mind and soul, and lean not to our own understanding. And he will direct our path. But how do we do that when we want to do temper tantrums? How do we do that when, how do you do that, you know, when sorrow has engulfed you? It's just a testing of what was of our words. I trust God. Do we trust him? Is this a thing? Is that, you know, that we really have to think and write down some things? Or like when something comes, you know, sometimes we're just going to have to, like, control our bodies and stand still and direct our mind and say, I said it. Am I a liar? Well, I'm going to make my words correct. Am I going to live them out? Because our words will come and test us. You know, we're supposed to be patient people. Are we patient? Are we patient? Does that person over there that just always asking for stuff or just always staring, you know, just like, oh, they just came. They just came. You know, God, they always. But we don't know the situation if we don't ask. But all we know is that's just irking us. But is that God? Is that Jesus? We got somebody that come into work every day and does things that just irritate us. But I remember one time I was at work, and sometimes you got, you know, you thank God for grooming you, you know. And I'm telling you, I was like, well, nobody's ever on time. I'm always on time. It's not fair that, you know, I'm the one always showing up, always. Like, that really irked me. And I'm like, but, you know, I'm do like everybody else. And my reason turned around, looked at me, she said, Vonna, everybody don't have the integrity that you use. You cannot judge them off of what you have. Right. And then she said, stop complaining about them. She said, you go to church, don't you? You understand? So we're different. Like we're different. Like we're different. You know, and like, you know, as a little child, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, and I'm just saying this because I'm telling you, this is all I had. I ain't have nothing else. But I did prepare. And another thing is that even when I think about my childhood, it wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't the worst. You understand? And sometimes as a child, like even as a child, if you think about yourself, you know, you have that, you're just a good child and you can't help for being good. You're just that way. But, you know, people will make you feel bad about doing good or being good at the things that you are. And sometimes that'll take away from you. And then you want to be like somebody else. But even then, when you try to be like somebody, that's not who you are. So then you have to deal with the people in your mind, just putting all this stuff in your head. And sometimes it causes you, a part of that sticks with you through your adulthood, okay? And you don't know why you feel that way. You don't know why you clam up. You just don't know. We buried my cousin, my aunt, at on July the 5th. And my older cousin, you know, she came up from North Carolina. She said, Vaughn, how you doing? She was talking. And someone said something, I just cut it short. She said, you something. She said, you were nice and you were sweet about it. She said, but I always knew from a little girl the way they handled you that you would not allow nobody to do that to you when you got older. But sometimes the things that affect us may not come out so good when we're older. So that's why a part of, we love our spiritual transformation, but however, we have to lay it all on the line for God to transform us. Because think about this. If we trust in God, right, we trust God for all things. Can we trust him to really change our attitude? Can we trust him to change the attitude and to change our naked selves before that? And I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about nobody else, because I can talk about Evonda, right? I could talk about Evonda, because there's a lot of things that people don't know about Evonda, that Evonda has prayed and fasted for, that God has changed her. Like short-tempered. And the thing about that is I thank God that I talked, because when I didn't talk, nobody knew what to expect, because I was a ticking time bomb waiting to explode, and everybody just thought I was quiet. But at the end of the day, I was just holding in anger. So now I'm able to talk. I'm not offended by what everybody says. I remember on one of my resumes, and I put constructive criticism. I said, I've grown in that. I hadn't, but I put it on my resume, I guess, because it sounded good and I wanted the job. Look, lying. It's not time to lie. But the thing about it is that it was something I had did my work, but I had left out a piece. So when my regional was talking to him about it, I got offended. But the thing about it, when she was talking to me, she wasn't picking it apart. She was just trying to tell me, Vonda, you forgot to add that. But that come from, as a child, I was a good child. I did what I was told. But other kids made me feel like that. So then, like I said, when I got older, I held that. So when somebody came to me, I took offense. But now constructive criticism, can I take it now? Yes, I can. But again, that came through fasting, prayer, and I'm learning spiritual transformation. But I had to trust God to take that away from me. Abused sexually, physically. But I had to allow God to heal those areas. And guess what? When God healed those areas in my life, you can't even imagine the children and the women that come across my way that I'm able to talk to and help them through that. And the thing about it is that one thing that I do know is that even trusting him, first thing we have to do is be honest with ourselves. If you're not honest with yourself, where you are in life, where you stand in life, and if you can't roll it across yourself and it hits you in your face and you can't stand to see it, you got to fast, you got to pray, and you got to keep putting in the work to become transformed. Because when it hits you in your face and you don't want to recognize it and you want to deny it, then you're going to keep going around that roller coaster. Keep going around that roller coaster. So I'm saying trust in him, but can we trust ourselves? Can we be honest with ourselves? Is this all going together? So, So the thing that I would say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, and that's just the thing is that, you know, I know that God loves us. And I know that he loves us so much. And I also come to understand that, you know, sickness is not God's will. I know that. And I trust that without a shadow of a doubt. And I know that I can trust for everybody else, you know. But then even sometimes when things come, we have to question that and be like, Lord, I trust you. And this is where I am. And then you do what you're going to do. That's hard. If I be truthful, that's hard. That's hard. Because at the end of the day, if I be honest with you, don't nobody want to leave here. I don't. I don't. I'm not ready. Truthful, I'm not ready. But if somebody throw that in your face, how do you deal with that? You got to be honest with yourself. God, I trust you. Do what you're going to do. This is what I want to happen. And I know it's what you want to happen. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. But you got to trust yourself. Well, I think I'm thinking that you got to trust yourself with your own self. God has given us steward of the things that he has blessed us with. And us is number one. Then our children, our grandkids, our families. And we cannot be good steward over ourselves because nobody else can. Mentally, physically, or spiritually. God gave us that to steward. Not only the earth and the world, because guess what? If we're not in good shape, how are we going to store it anything? How are we going to do anything? It's up to us. We believe and trust in everybody. And I told my girlfriend, I said, I'm that person. But guess what? You know what I said? I trusted myself first. And as long as we believe that God has blessed people to pour into our lives and we'll be able to trust. Because you really can't trust everybody now. And you have to be careful about everything sometimes. Because if you be too much out there, you know, the enemy always tried to creep in. But we don't have room for him. So the thing is that you have to trust yourself. Be honest with yourself. Give those things to God at the measure of faith where you are. And if you work on your faith to continue to grow it, when you tapped out and you stand in it and you trust God for it, that's when God's spirit can come and manifest the extended faith. Because one thing that I understand and I truly believe, that he's calling us back to reconcile himself to himself. But when he redeems all, just not some. So I think the first thing that we have to start dealing with is our mind. Silence the voices. Silence all that negativity. Deal with our past hurts. Deal with our past traumas. Because they have a hand in working in some of that stuff. And can't nobody fix it but us. Nobody can fix you but you. Talking about me. I'm talking to myself. I might look saying you, but Vonda talking to Vonda. Can I talk about Vonda right now? Right. Nobody can fix me but me. You understand? And forgiveness is a huge part. Because at the end of the day, the same person that told me, when you get older, I know they're not going to treat you like that, is the biggest bully of a ball. You understand? And I was upset with her for a long time. But that's how you know when you heal, when you can face the people that try to destroy your life in love, still offer prayer, still be open-hearted, wholeheartedly with your heart, be caring and concerned, and offer your service. Let me tell you about another story. Is the same guy that raped me was a preacher. At the time, he wasn't, but he came a preacher. I'm going to tell you, he's a good preacher now. I mean, I'm healed now, you know, like I said, but good, awesome. You understand? Awesome. But you let me tell you, when my test came, I can tell you, back in 2003 when he asked me to preach at his revival, I half did it, and I should have just not did it, because I was angry with him. Yes. And everybody else was like, oh, you did good. That was great. But I knew. I didn't even tell nobody else. My best friend said, that joker. I said, girl, I remember the little spirit. I said, hush. And I said, I'll do it. I did it. People were blessed, but deep in my heart, I know I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Why? Past trauma. And today I can shake his hand, give him a hug, God bless you, or whatever. But guess what? You got to work on that. You got to work on that, because at the end of the day, if you cannot steward your own family, I don't want you praying for me. If you cannot forgive the people that has downtrodden you and has treated you like trash, I don't want you pray for me. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying I don't want to have anything to do, but those things, because guess what? I want you to be healed. Because at the end of the day, if somebody else come along, you're going to have those heavy weights, those heavy rocks. And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you something. That's going to take you to your grave. You got to get that up off of you. I don't care what you got to do it. Because we all have secret struggles, secret battles. And I would not be saying that it's necessary and it is essential if I did not have to walk that walk and guess what? Successfully completed it myself. Know what it feels like. Wanting raped once, wanting molested once. But all them people. When I transformed my life to Christ, I had to pray for every single one of them. I had to pray healing over them, over their families. Guess why? Because they came to me. So in doing all of that, I had to lay that stuff aside, because I'm like, you know, God, this is your will. I didn't want to do it. But as people begin to get healed, guess what? I was healed. I was healed. Yes. And I was able to forgive and love them, because, you know, one thing that we have to know is that people really don't know. And we don't know what their struggles were. We don't know why they choose to pick and all that. But once I got older and I started recollecting about why those kids did that, it's because I still had my dad. My dad did things for me. They didn't have their dads to do anything with it for them. Their mothers weren't in the right state of mind to care for them. My mother was, but it was just my dad split, and I ended up with my father. But when I look at my other cousins and stuff that was there, that wasn't their case. So guess who got picked on? Me. And right to this very day, guess who they call? Vonda. And guess what Vonda do? Answer them, because they depend and lean on me, and I know they can't. And the only thing I can do is point them to Christ. And why I'm saying this, I don't know. But one thing that I do know is that God has given us steward, family first. God, family first, then our church family. And that's what I believe in wholeheartedly. 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 I would never, even in these past years, walking through, the self transformations and things, because there was a time like when I cut all that off, I didn't want to have anything to do with anybody. I had grown cold-hearted. Cold-hearted. Didn't want to do anything. Like, God, why am I doing this? He don't need for me to do this. I can just sit. I ain't got to do nothing. Why can't I do something? Ranting and raving. But I say this to say this, is that God is good. There's no words that I can describe how good he is. I won't take it back. So if I may say in my closing, he is too good not to believe. Trust him. Or should I say, trust yourself first and trust him. But the ultimate thing is that we got to trust God. But for some reason, God is telling me to say, trust yourself. Trust yourself with the things that God has given to you to be good steward over. Trust the God in us and the God in one another. Trust the God in you and allow him to invade you and allow him to embody us. And I know sometimes we can ask God for a lot of things and it may not show up. And we can say that we have faith for a lot of things. And maybe that faith didn't show up, because guess what? God knows best. He knows what we can handle. He knows what we can't handle. He knows what we're able to bear, and he knows what we can't bear. So we can't say God ever failed, as he never fails. He never fails. And he's never lost a what? Amen. And all we need is who? Jesus. Amen. Jesus is enough. Amen. All right. Love you. Have a great day.